I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Especially nowadays, Netflix has more power than we know. And there's no better way to show that than to look at the huge trends that have come about following their latest releases. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here's 10 times Netflix caused major viral trends. 10. The Queen's Gambit. Chess. The Queen's Gambit came out in late October 2020, right around the time an unprecedented spike in chessboard sales swept across the world. Coincidence? I think not. For anyone who's been living under a rock, The Queen's Gambit is a show adapted from the best-selling novel of the same name. And you guessed it, it's all about chess. Specifically, a young rising chess star named Beth Harmon. Sounds like an absolute riot, right? Well, subverting all instant expectations, audiences were captivated by the story, the characters, the drinking and drug abuse, and surprisingly, the chess matches. The Google search for chess hit a peak just after the release of the show, and I'm sure millions of households saw family members ripping paper off of brand new chess sets all around the world on Christmas Day. The show managed to sell so well the idea that anybody could pick up chess, and that if you did get good at it, then you were in for a damn good time. Although most of us will never be a Beth Harmon, we're damned if we don't try. 9. Cobra Kai, The Karate Kid. Cobra Kai first aired over on the now-dead YouTube Red. The first two episodes were posted for free and amassed 5.4 million views in the first 24 hours. Flash forward to June of 2020 and Netflix the all-powerful had acquired the rights to the cult-followed series, and they went on to achieve record-breaking highs in household viewership, garnering 50 million views within the first month. With this came a wave of younger viewers being introduced for the first time to the classic 80s film, The Karate Kid. A huge spike in Google searches for the film proves that Netflix really is the mean girl in school that decides what's in and what's out. Nostalgia is a strong motivator, and Netflix never shies away from this fact. And now a whole new generation of people are getting to enjoy a golden oldie with the same wonder that the first viewers felt all those years ago. 8. You and the Haunting series. Victoria Pedretti. One of the first dreams of any TV or film actor is to make it big on the silver screen. Even better than this, though, is to take your first tentative steps into the limelight when you're fresh out of school. Imagine that, all your friends looking for grad schemes, but you're just waltzing into Hollywood. Well, Netflix's beloved Victoria Pedretti graduated from Carnegie Mellon in 2017 and managed to snag her breakthrough role in The Haunting of Hill House pretty much straight away. Netflix has a way of bringing instant fame to young performers. Just take literally any of the kids from Stranger Things as an example. But starring in multiple major Netflix shows in short succession, did Pedretti have any idea what she was getting into? She had the opportunity to take on a variety of roles that really show off her abilities, from a terrifying ghost right through to an unexpectedly successful gay icon. People started falling in love with Pedretti, myself included, and rightfully so. Netflix has boosted her career, her fan base, and certainly her viral value. She's still on the rise for sure, and with a talent like that, the sky is her limit. 7. Emily in Paris, the mostly forgotten feud between America and France. Right, does anyone remember that one meme from Community where Donald Glover comes back with a pizza and sees that the whole room is on fire? Because that was what it was like for us Brits when we went online to see a tyranny of negative reviews come in from French media about an innocent little show called Emily in Paris. I'm pretty sure when Darren Star of Sex and the City fame came up with the idea of a bubbly, exuberant American girl in Paris, he didn't predict the drama that would come from it. I mean, he could have had the foresight to make her slightly less obnoxious, but maybe that's just the American charm. We're all kind of aware of the historic feud between the French and the Americans, but it was Netflix that brought it back to the forefront of everyone's minds when they decided to produce a show full of outdated stereotypes about the French. The show essentially depicts French people as lazy and behind the times. The men are pushy, the women are bitchy, and Emily, well, she's the saint sent there to make them better, more hard-working people. Needless to say, it was just a little bit out of touch. Maybe in future, Darren Star should stick to writing about cities he's familiar with, and Netflix should keep in mind that not all publicity is good publicity. 6. Stranger Things and Enola Holmes, Millie Bobby Brown. When the Duffer brothers came up with the idea for Stranger Things, they probably thought that the 80s nostalgia would be the talking point, or maybe the fact that they managed to cast an 80s icon, Winona Ryder, in a starring role. I really doubt in the middle of auditioning an 11-year-old English girl, they thought, God, she's gonna take the world by storm. Stranger Things was one of the first big hits for Netflix, and it was Millie Bobby Brown as 11 that everyone was talking about. Celebrities were obsessing over her, former child stars of Harry Potter fame were clamoring for selfies, Ellen DeGeneres was willing to kill people to get an interview, and that blonde wig and pink vintage frill dress were all anybody was wearing for Halloween. It cannot go without a mention that she's also the youngest ever producer for Netflix, and a successful one too. 2020 brought Millie to all new heights of fame with her starring role and producer credit on the film Enola Holmes. She went from scene-stealing ensemble cast member to leading lady, and the young star handled it effortlessly, proving her staying power once again. 5. The disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Conspiracy theories about her disappearance. In 2019, Netflix decided it was a good idea to produce an 8-part series about the extremely well-known disappearance of 3-year-old Madeleine McCann. I mean, in viewership terms, it was indeed a good idea. Even though the reviews weren't 100% positive, the figures were through the roof, making it the most watched show on the UK site in 2019. YouTube is already full to the brim with conspiracy theories about just about anything, and the more outrageous, the more views the videos get. Well, apparently 8 whole hours of content weren't enough for people, and they ventured out into the world of conspiracy with Madeleine McCann. Netflix had once again decided what was on everybody's minds, lips, and search histories. With the amount of discussion around it, it was like being back in 2007 all over again. 4. The Crown, Princess Diana. Seasons 1-3 of Netflix's The Crown made it trendy to be interested in the royals again. However, it was season 4 and the introduction of Prince Charles and Princess Diana that managed to make this list. Princess Diana, her life, her relationships, and her death have been talking points for a very long time. The Crown just came along and amplified this tenfold. What Netflix never fails to do is bring things to a new audience. Diana was the people's princess back then, and now once again the people are loving her. And believe it or not, this is partly because of her resurgence as a fashion icon. A new, younger generation of girls are now looking to Diana for fashion inspiration, and at the same time finding out about her charity work, her feminist views, and the struggles she faced throughout her life. Perhaps we can thank The Crown's costume designer, Amy Roberts, for Diana's trends trending, with all the costumes being inspired by real outfits worn by Diana herself. 3. Bird Box, The Bird Box Challenge. Now doesn't this one feel like a serious blast from the past? When Netflix dropped the 2018 hit film Bird Box, everyone and their mums were watching it. Once again, a Netflix project spread around the globe like an infectious disease, word of mouth being the strongest influence of all. But this time, something else added to the spread, the Bird Box Challenge. YouTuber Morgan Adams decided to upload a harmless challenge in which she spends 24 hours blindfolded mind folded anytime she went outside, just like in the movie. Like most YouTube trends, it completely blew up because of the slight dangerous element to it, and the fact that people are really, really stupid. Challenge videos got more and more ridiculous, and the clout-chasing teens completed increasingly hazardous tasks whilst blindfolded. What started out as a perfectly average Netflix original snowballed into an international trend that had news outlets everywhere preaching about the dangers of the internet making you do silly things. 2. Tiger King. Everything Joe Exotic. Let me set the scene. It was early 2020, the world was stuck inside, America and Australia were both on fire, and the British royal family were splitting up like One Direction in 2015. We needed something to obsess over, and Netflix stepped in and gifted us Tiger King. The series took the world by storm with its off-the-wall cast, the wacky, surreal drama, and the series' tone-switching plot twist. Joe Exotic was the name on everybody's lips, and anything that went wrong in life was being blamed on goddamn Carol Baskin. The one life-saving, morale-boosting thing that managed to keep the world together in 2020 was the Tiger King memes. They were everywhere, and if you didn't make, retweet, laugh at, or share a Tiger King meme, well, you're a better person than me. 1. Pandemic. COVID-19. In an example of the most ridiculous coincidental timing in history, on the 22nd of January 2020, Netflix released a 6-part docuseries called Pandemic: How to Prevent an Outbreak. Some sources say that COVID-19 made its way to the UK on the 31st of January, just over 1 week later. Can you believe that Netflix handed us the tools of prevention and we ignored them like imbeciles? If only we'd listened to Netflix, we wouldn't be in this mess. Of course, for legal reasons, I'm kidding, and there's no link between Netflix and COVID, but come on, it is kind of hilarious to think that Netflix predicted the pandemic. This just goes to show that they take their work very seriously, and they always hire the best when making content. In this case, the best scientists were on board when making Pandemic, and because of this, we were almost warned of what was to come.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.